Welcome to the Laugh or Go Crazy show with Steve and Michelle. We are so excited to be here at FMG Radio with all of you. We hope and know that you will find our show to be intimate, honest, and addictive, quite different than any other radio show you've heard before.
I agree, Michelle. And you know what I love about us and the show? Every time we hit the record button, we're not sure exactly where the show is going to take us. And that is the fun part for me. I believe you're going to love our premium subscription service, which gives you more Laugh or Go Crazy than you hear here on FMG Radio. It unlocks years of shows, new video recordings, and new voice recordings just for you. So after the show, check us out at laughorgocrazy.podbean.com and like us on facebook.com/laughorgocrazy. We hope you're living your best life and enjoy the show. Welcome back to Laugh or Go Crazy. It is springtime, and do you know your emotional number, Michelle?
What is the scale?
The scale? Look, I bring the latest to you, okay?
You do. The most up-to-date, current.
I'm bringing you, right, exactly. Your emotional number. Okay, so the scale is 1 to 5, being very low. Okay, obviously, you know, you don't want to spend too much time in, you know, 1 to 5. And then you have the 6 through 10. Now, 10's, you know, it's a tough target to hit. And, you know, the show concept, at least the concept I'm bringing to the show tonight, is really knowing where you are emotionally and your number, okay, and checking in with yourself and asking yourself, what's my number? You know, it's funny. I have a friend, my friend Christine, who I play tennis with on the weekend. I teach her and her husband. And as soon as she walks on the court, I feel like your emotional number is a 6. What happened? You know, because I can tell, you know. You know when someone walks into the room and you can tell they're like a 6? And she's like, how did you know? And I'm like, I just get a sense that you have an overall 6 or 7, uckiness. You know,
it's like a little gray cloud.
Hanging. Yeah. You don't know exactly what it is that's causing the yuckiness and keeping you from that 9, you know?
9. Wow.
So, emotional number. So what is your emotional number? Are you like a 4 or 5? You don't sound like a 4 or 5, but
4 or 5. Come on.
What are you like? What are you feeling tonight?
My emotional number tonight, I would say it's like an 8.
Okay, tonight's an 8. But let me tell you.
Feeling pretty good.
Last week, your emotional number before we went on the air was like a 6.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Last week, it could have been lower.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
Okay. I think we should all wear our number on our shoulder, like, so we know just to when to steer clear, you know. I think that's a great way to keep yourself in check, though, like, before you enter a room or you're seeing people, like, for example, when you first come home from work, like before you get out of the car and walk in the house,
right,
you should probably do a number check.
Right. Just like,
and decide whether you need to go up or down.
Like a quick evaluation.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I like that. You never asked me what my number is. What is this now?
Well, I have
to. Christine is back. Tennis is back 2 weeks. And now, you know, like, I'm not even up and in on the new. I don't know.
Well, I got a new version of you. I got the weekend Michelle. I told
wow.
you.
Wow. But you don't even share.
You're my Monday night gal.
Wow. All right.
You're my sidekick. But emotional number, you know, I joke about it, but I do have a few select people that I talk about this with. And now I'm talking about with you. You know, we're going to talk now emotional numbers. And I always find that this is very, it's so true. A 7, okay, if you're a 7, that's sort of like you're not down, you're not, there's nothing really in particular that's bothering you, but you're not really feeling like, this is great, I'm in such a great mood, or, you know, life is great, or, you know, I'm so fortunate, or I'm so blessed. You're not feeling that either. You're just kind of
why can't 7 just be like a typical day going through the motions? I mean,
well, yeah, it's a typical
7
day.
Be like a day at work when you're busy?
Yeah, it's a typical day going through the motions.
7,
yeah.
I think 7 is fine.
Well, 7 is 7. You know, 7 is getting through it. You know, like we all have to do.
good.
Okay. Now, eight and nine is really, really the numbers, especially like eight. Eight is like a nice number because eight is you're still getting through it, but you're doing it in a way that you're a little bit more, present. You're a little bit more chipper. You know, you're in a good mood. Okay. So you're getting through it, but also you bring a little levity and perspective to the situation. And we always joke on the tennis court. I say, a seven's tough because if you're an eight, you can get to a nine very easily, right? But if you're a seven, you know, it's a little bit more difficult. So it's all about checking in with yourself and then trying to find those triggers that will allow you to move up the scale. You're trying to remember the things that you love, that it could be as simple as playing classical music in the car. Or it could be as simple as putting on, a 70s station and, disco or whatever. And just to will yourself to the next level, the next number. And it could be going for a walk, going for a run. Whatever the triggers are to try to get your emotional number up. And, do we really need a scale? No, probably not. But it's sort of a fun way to check in with people. What do you feel? Like sometimes I'll text a friend and I'll say, okay, what are you today? I'm feeling a six. What are you? And it's just a fun way to say, how are you feeling?
I like it. I actually like it a lot. And I think that if you're a six or below and it's, toward the end of the day and you're about to go home, I think on the way home, you should stop and just do something for yourself to kind of break that, lull, that feeling that when you're not there really, get a cup of coffee, go, like you said, stop and maybe, coffee, park, something, put on classical music, something to break it before you go home. Because
right.
A lot of times when you're not, on the higher end of the scale and you go home, it affects the people home.
Oh yeah.
And that stinks. Sometimes I'll come home and like, I'll be an eight, maybe even a nine, but someone in the house is like a five and then they bring me down to a seven.
Right.
Just because they're,
Yeah. We call them, we used to call somebody we know an energy vampire.
Yeah.
And energy vampires, sometimes they know they're doing it, but most of the time they don't. And they're the people in the room that are either sucking out all of the positive vibes in the room by complaining or being in a bad mood or whatever. And they're actually, doing what vampires do best, sucking the energy or the lifeblood out of you. In a way that, and so you really have to build up your defenses when you're with an energy vampire or when you're with somebody who might be a four, because they like company, Michelle.
Right. And sometimes their four is their comfort zone. It's whatever you get used to. It's whatever you have your mindset, So some people are most comfortable at a four.
Yeah. And, they could be comfortable at a four. Absolutely. They don't even check in with themselves to say, when am I?
Right.
They just are. And that's the whole point, just being a little bit more, aware of yourself, and how you're feeling. So I like this emotional number scale. And, it's good to do with kids, too, because sometimes kids can't express how they feel. They can't verbalize, but they know a number scale.
Right.
They know.
Well, a lot of times you'll see like pictures. Psychologists always have that like sheet of paper with all the pictures and all the faces. It's a whole sheet of faces, and the faces have different facial expressions. So the kids can point to their facial expression. So, you kind of can get to how they're feeling. Yeah. But
I want you to do that to me.
I like a lot because for adults, for sure. And right. For older children, I think it's a great way of, not feeling uncomfortable sharing how you're feeling. So if you are the type, or someone who isn't really comfortable expressing their emotions, being able to just give you a number is a great way of letting you know how they're feeling without them having to be, forced or uncomfortably sharing their emotional, moment.
I think if this is not breaking news, I don't know what is.
Yeah, where did you get this from?
I know your Namaste news later in the show is going to be breaking, but this is good stuff. Emotional, listen, I thought it up.
You thought it up?
Yeah, this is, you don't realize who you're dealing with, Michelle, okay?
Oh, dear God.
I am a very unique person. I mean, I'm a shining star.
You know,
my therapist told me I'm a shining star, Michelle.
Did she?
Yeah, well, she said once I was.
And what is she?
What do you mean? What number is she?
Is she a shining star too?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I wouldn't be going.
Oh, all right. That's a good point.
But I actually haven't gone in a while, but no,
I really
no.
like this. This is good stuff.
This year.
Because I think it can be used in a lot of different ways with a lot of different people, all age groups. So this is good.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. If you feel uncomfortable sharing your emotional number with somebody, just have a number with yourself. You know, I am always, you know, the whole point of growth, especially for men, is checking in with yourself. Nobody really likes to do that, okay? You know, especially guys, you know, I don't want to generalize, but typically, you know, we just go through, you know, if we're pissed off, we stay with it. If we're mad or if we're upset, you know, we go with it. But checking in with your number, and especially your significant other, you know, your girlfriend or whatever, having that dialogue, like you said earlier in the show, is so critical because it's the opening of the door to a conversation about how you're feeling and what you're feeling and how we can move you to the next level. So I like it. I think it's really a safe way to talk to somebody about how you're feeling. So if you can just give them a six, like if you ask me you're saying you're an eight, right?
Yeah, tonight I think I'm an eight.
Okay, but if you told me you were a six, what am I going to do?
Well, this is what I was thinking. You know, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking on our Facebook site, I think if anyone out there is ever feeling six or below, I think 7, 8, or 9, you're good.
You're good. But six, yeah. You're going to need a little help.
Six, you're going to need a little help. You just type in, my number is six, and we'll send you a little inspirational text, a little message or something.
Yeah. I'll do that. I'll do that
now,
for
what question did you ask me?
I don't remember.
Why? Because I don't remember either. I just didn't want to forget to say that.
No, I like that, though. I like that idea.
Isn't that nice? I am a five today.
Steve and Michelle, I'm feeling a six. Right. What could you do for me? And, you know, I talked to, I was listening to a TED talk recently, again, because, you know, I got the commute on the weekends. And they were talking about loneliness, right, as being the number one early death, the cause of early death. You have 14% greater chance to die at early death for being lonely, more so than cigarettes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. And so they're saying that human connection and feeling loved and wanted and making friends, no matter what age you're at, you know, reaching out, being married, being in a relationship, improves not only the quality of your life, but extends your life. And so if you're feeling a six, right, you know, or five on a consistent basis, then you need to be proactive and reach out. You know, and reach out to us. If we're the only ones, you reach out to us. Say, hey, I'm a six. Well, but the whole idea is to build a network slowly of people you trust to try to reach out or try to will your way to the next level. You know, get out and do a run or get out and do a walk or talk to your neighbor or walk your dog, or, you know, call your mom, whatever it is. And really keep the connections open, you know. I thought that was fascinating. I mean, cigarettes killing everyone. Right? They're saying that people know how to take care of physical ailments easier than they do emotional and psychological ones. I mean, we're so equipped, you know, your son, you know, cuts himself. He knows to wash it out. He knows to do peroxide and he knows that he needs a Band-Aid, right? Or better. your son doesn't necessarily know, or a child doesn't necessarily know how to make themselves feel better when they're feeling upset, or work that through, or like, okay, I'm feeling not wanted, so what do I do? You know, so this TED Talk was talking about, you know, the topic was loneliness and love, but he was saying that, you know, this, we have to make a shift in society from the first aid physical response to the first aid emotional psychological response. And I thought that was cool because, you know, first aid, we all have first aid kits, right, in the car? We all have first aid kits in the house. Okay, this happens, do this. Okay, you strain an ankle, ice, then heat, 20 minutes off, 20 minutes on. I mean, everybody knows what to do. But psychological first aid, psychological bruising, psychological, you know, things where you're feeling lonely or depressed, or, you know, someone hurt you, or you're not feeling loved or wanted, you're feeling the 5 or the 4 on the scale. You know, not a lot of people know how to deal with that. You know, they don't want to go to somebody to talk to.
No, I think most people don't.
No.
I think, you know, if you're listening to this, you probably do, or you're getting something out of listening to us, or whatever, you know, the case may be. But most people don't even, I don't even know if they think about it. Very brilliant people, I think. Right. Bright people that we know don't really think about their emotional state and, you know, where they're at. And how they should be interacting with others based on their number. Like if you're a 5 or below, you may need to, you know, like take a break alone. It's funny. I was walking. My son had track. So when he's practicing, I walk with one of the moms around the track and we exercise. And she was saying that she was doing this cleanse. She was telling me about it. And she said that, you know, she was really cranky. She said, I was like really cranky and I just put myself to bed. She said, I didn't want to be around myself. No one wanted to be around me. I didn't blame them. I went to bed.
You know, I've done that before.
Yeah, but that's smart. My husband does that.
I'm going to put myself to bed because I'm so miserable. I just want to go to bed.
Yeah, you just need a fresh start.
Yeah, you want to end the day.
Yeah.
Because this day is not going well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
That is so proactive.
Yeah, it is proactive.
I love it.
Yeah. And, yeah. You know, you have to kind of put yourself in check. It's not easy, but
it's not easy.
So I love that. But
emotional number. And, you
know, based on what you were just saying about your emotional number, it's funny because my news tonight, it ties in a bit. You wouldn't even know that because I didn't read it to you. So what do you think about tying it in now?
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Listen,
I know it may throw you off a bit. But
yeah, you know, listen, anything works for me with you.
Oh,
you know, I've said that 100 times.
I know.
Here it is. Wow.
I just love that. I feel like I need to say, like, breaking news, like as if something magical happened.
It,
you know?
It's so intense.
It's like being at Disney, that last dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
Love that. All right. Well, this is an article from today.
Okay.
And it is called A Complete Stranger Complimented Me Today. And the author says, by a friend. I love these because the people who write these are not even looking for credit. That makes me happy.
Right.
Okay, ready?
Okay, let me wait. Am I now? The new rule around the laugh. Let me just. Can I give a backstory? And by the way, I got to tell you, Shirley Valentine. You know that episode that I talk about Shirley Valentine, the biggest, most talked about show almost in the history of Laugh or Go Crazy. I'm just telling you right now.
No way.
Oh, are you kidding? Every time someone emails us, oh, I love the Shirley Valentine episode. We just got off a phone conference. What did she say? I listened to the Shirley Valentine episode. I loved it.
No, by far the most talked about episode was a Blue Marble.
Right.
Over time.
Over time.
What is this? Shirley Valentine is new.
Yeah, I understand.
Just a few weeks
off. Let me tell you. Hot, baby.
Are you interrupting me? I didn't even get to read my article.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, hang on. Let me do a short one. Ready? Because you deserve
it. No, because it just finished.
This is breaking news. Okay, this is a quick one.
But you wanted to say something first. You see?
Go ahead.
Do you want to give them a backstory, you said?
Oh.
The new policy,
you're very sharp tonight. I like this. Yeah, the new policy is we have to pay attention to each other when we talk because no more. Okay. The rules around Africa. Okay. This is big. No more crocheting. No more paying bills.
Paying bills?
Yeah, because there's been shows late
at
night. No. There have been shows late at night that you're doing like the electric bill, you're paying bills, and I'm giving my heart out here. Okay, don't deny. I know that that's happened once. Or twice. And no more.
I don't pay the bills.
I don't know what you were doing.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, but there's clicking and beeping and things happening on your end.
You have my undivided attention.
Okay, and conversely, I'm falling asleep over here. No, I'm just joking.
Well,
but
the problem is if you're not talking, it's, you know.
No, that's not true. Now, everyone's going to be very sharp, and I'm listening with all of my might right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to be quiet and do your interview, do your one more real quick, and then we're ready to go. Okay. Here
another
we
intro?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. The title of this article is "A Complete Stranger Complimented Me Today," and it kind of ties in with. Well, it does and it doesn't, but I'm reading it because I think it does. I was walking to the gas station across the street from my house, and a woman, whom I've never met, looked at me and went, "Oh my God, you are absolutely gorgeous." I looked around and said, "Are you talking to me?" She said, "Yes, you are extremely beautiful." I have very low self-esteem, so hearing things like that surprised me. I didn't even hesitate. I hugged her and said, "Thank you." I told her that I've never really had anyone tell me that I was gorgeous before. And she said, "Really? I don't believe that. You are downright beautiful." I teared up and thanked her again. She told me that she had just gotten out of an abusive relationship and that she had a very low self-esteem as well. I gave her a hug and told her she was beautiful inside and out. She thanked me, told me which apartment building she lived in. We live in the same complex, and told me that if I ever needed a friend, I could stop by her place anytime. I haven't stopped smiling. And that's the end of the article.
That is nice.
Isn't that nice?
Hmm. What?
No?
What are you? I'm waiting for more. No, I love that. That's so good. That's never happened to me, by the way. But I'm,
well, you know, I mean, we're not really talking about you now, but
no.
My point is that people who we think are beautiful inside and out, that
right.
may not be how they feel.
Oh, of course.
You know?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, right. just because it's funny, like impressions and what you think isn't always accurate. And like, it seemed like this woman really thought he was gorgeous and he didn't.
And he didn't.
Yeah, I just thought that was really interesting.
Well, I think that's a great tie-in to your emotional number. I mean, if you're
don't you think? Yeah,
if you're walking around as a 5, but you look like a 10.
And I think
you
can raise someone's emotional number without even knowing it, just by
oh, yeah.
you know, complimenting. And that's one thing I always, if something strikes me, whether it's on a child or an adult, whether I know them or don't know them, I always give them the compliment. Because I think that if it made me look twice, or if something I liked, or I think it's worth saying.
No, I agree. Yeah, no, I have always been, I used to be a good looking kid.
Well, you're not, you're still good looking.
No, my looks have faded. You know, I feel great, but, you know, the looks aren't really... But that's okay. I'm going to accept it.
Well, you had an unusual, you know...
What did I have unusual?
What? You said every time you walked in.
What?
People thought you were good looking, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, back in the day.
You know, but that's, you know, that's not true for everyone. Not everyone's like you. Do you know what I mean? Like that, maybe that hurt you because I don't, you know, maybe that wasn't such a good thing. Maybe it's not such a good thing to always be complimented, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't think I was always complimented, but I definitely, you know, as I get older, you don't get those compliments anymore. But now I have to rely on my personality.
Yeah, but you're also not out in your, you know, you're home a lot. Like,
yeah, I barely leave the house.
Yeah, you get complimented when, you know, you're looking, you know, I don't know. Don't you think like,
yeah,
it's all based on your,
I have been getting a lot of compliments lately because I'm wearing really nice, you know, I've kind of upped the wardrobe a little bit.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and you too. I always give you compliments.
Well, you do, but you're good like that. But not everyone is.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree.
You know, I mean.
But, you know, it is, the whole thing has to come from within. And I've always felt, you know, pretty good about myself. But my story, see, it was always a connection. You know, my story I wasn't always proud of. But me, like, I could always separate me from my story. I don't know what that, does that make sense at all? Like I have, everyone has a story of where you're from
yeah,
and what you've been through.
What do you mean
through.
You separate, explain?
I feel as though I am not my story sometimes. Like I can separate me. Like I almost feel like I was in my story. Like I was in the movie of me.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like if everyone had a movie of themselves, I am just the character in the movie of me. And sometimes I'm proud of that movie. And sometimes I, you know, there were times where I didn't tell my story or the movie, you know, my childhood and whatever, you know. But I always was proud of me, but not necessarily my story or the movie. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think it does.
You know?
You almost like you watched yourself.
Yeah, like I was...
You participated.
Yeah, I participated in the storyline, but I knew that I was not my story all the time.
Okay.
So that's how... Yeah, I'm a very weird person like that.
No, it's good. All right, I like that.
Yeah. So...
So anyway, so the emotional numbers and the complimenting, and I just think it's spring... Things are starting to bloom, refresh. You know, I feel like it's just such a good time to take inventory on yourself, you know?
Right.
See where you're at and see what you have to do, you know? Sometimes you're at a 10 and you have to come down a notch because not everyone can handle your 10.
No, being around a 10 sometimes is too much.
Yeah, you know.
You know, it's funny. I had a friend. I don't really talk about this friend that much anymore. This couple friend of mine, do you remember I used to always talk about the couple friend? Remember on one episode they were fighting in the car and I was on the the bike. I was on the bike doing the bike tour and all I wanted to do was ride the bike and they were fighting. Remember? And they said the only thing keeping them together was the dog. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. I do know.
So this particular person, she was clearly a 5 inside. But she would always portray herself to be a 10. Like, life is great. I feel wonderful. I love my life. You know, she would buy things and drives fancy cars and, like, put on an air about her that's, you know, a 10. Fabulous. Right? But inside, she was a 5 and 4 and she didn't have low self-esteem. And, you know, so I remember I was over a friend's house in the pool. And... this particular friend of ours, you know, she actually has money. You know, she has money. She doesn't flaunt it. She doesn't brag about it, but she, you know, she buys really nice things. And so she invited us over for a barbecue and, you know, an afternoon in the pool. So she's very excited and she takes out all this furniture and she takes out the floaty. You know how like you have those lounge chairs that float in the pool and you have the rafts and she just got her whole backyard done. So she's very excited to have people over. So Miss 10, you know, who's really a 5, came over and the first comment she made was, oh, Oh, that's front gate furniture? Oh, no, no, no. We like the real thing over at our house. No, no, no. We find that that's cheap. Do you believe
it? Are you kidding?
No. She says that right away. And then, you know, nobody knows what to do with this information. Like she's saying, she's being honest in a way that's rude. And by the way, front gate furniture is like really beautiful stuff and
it's
very expensive.
Really beautiful. And it's not cheap.
And it's not cheap. So, you know, we're spending the afternoon floating and she's like, you know, and by the way, she doesn't work. And not because she doesn't want to, not because she you know, she chooses to, but she can't get a job. She, you know, she's getting fired left and right. But she has the air of, oh, I love my life. And she's floating backwards on the raft, right? And we're all talking, you know, we're talking about, you know, school and work and what we want to do and, you know, all this stuff. And she's like, isn't it great that I don't have to work? I love my life. And now everybody wants to drown, you know, basically.
Yeah, meanwhile, everyone else works.
Yeah, we work.
I noticed that. Like, I am around a lot of moms, you know, when I'm doing like the boys stuff. And I feel like no one works.
Like where is everybody getting their money from? That's what I want to know.
Well, this is the thing, too. So we're looking at our, you know, our phone has like the step on it. You know, I have like the Fitbit. Yeah. The other mom has her phone, and she just barely hit 2,000 steps. Meanwhile, I'm over 10,000. We didn't even start walking yet on the track because just, you know, my day. I'm working. I'm walking all the time. I don't sit down for a second at work, you know. So I'm like, oh. She's like, oh, how many steps are you? I'm like, oh, I'm like at 10,000. She's like, oh, gosh, I'm only at 2. Yeah, well, I didn't really do much today, you know. I just went to Target.
Oh my God.
And then I really just, I was home. I can't even imagine what that's like. Like, and she didn't mean it in any way at all. You know what I mean? She was at all being like, you know, I work, you work, I don't. So, but it makes me think, like, I look around, so many people don't work. I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you. But, yeah, it's like a little, it's sometimes I'm like, what happened?
Right. What's wrong with this picture? I'm killing myself.
I'm working so much. Right. Yeah. No, like, you know, but
she was just funny because she would get just every little comment, you know, from the food to the kind of car you drive. You know, I don't know, BMW. I just like Mercedes. You know, there's nothing like the real thing.
Yeah. Well, she obviously has no social skills.
No, she doesn't.
Because that's rude.
And by the way, okay, her, you know, later we found out they're in huge financial problems and relationship problems and, you know, barely struggling to make ends meet. Meanwhile, she doesn't have a job. She, you know, certain jobs are beneath her. I won't do middle management. No. Oh, no, no, no. Middle management, not for me. I'm going to hold out for something. She wants to produce movies. But you were a secretary. You didn't get to produce a movie. I'm going to be a, like, she has these great, you know, aspirations. Like, well, I'm waiting to be an assistant director to a movie. How about just, you know, get a job and pay the bills?
Yeah. I mean, and you work your way up. You don't just become an assistant director. I mean,
she
you
has
have to start out somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at really.
But she has no interest. Like, the point is that. She's living the life of a 10, but she's really a 3 and a 4. And she's got the, you know, like this guy, you know, who looks like a 10, but feels like a 4.
Well, she's pretending to be a 10.
Right.
Right. I mean, but I feel bad for her because she's probably not happy at all. When you say things that make other people feel bad, then you're not happy because happy people don't do that.
Happy people don't do that.
Yeah.
If you're a 10 and really happy, like truly secure, you're not saying those things.
No, who would say that?
I know. Well, listen, she said that and more, believe me. I mean, there was one time, I got to tell you a real quick story. We had all gone to Las Vegas, you know, a bunch of couples. And I had a connection at the Wynn Hotel. I don't know if you know the Wynn, but the Wynn Hotel is, you know, the top hotel in Las Vegas. And so one of my tennis clients knows the manager there, and he said, okay, when you get to the Wynn, ask for this guy, and, you know, maybe he'll upgrade you. So I said, okay, that's really nice. So, you know, we booked a regular room, and now she, I know that, you know, she's the type of person that if you say, oh, this is the best hotel, the one down the block is even better.
Right.
The one she stayed at. So we all, you know, check in. They all, you know, they upgrade us, and we have this really beautiful room. All of us, you know, have our beautiful rooms. And so we meet back down, you know, by the pool, you know, in an hour with our towels and everything. And she sits down and she says, I don't know. You know, these towels for this hotel, you would think they would be fluffier, but they're so hard.
You know, like, what do you say to that?
Like, what do you say? And, you know, so then, you know, we kind of overlook it. And so we go out to dinner.
Now, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Like, behind the scenes, is eye rolling going on?
Oh, eye rolling. And we're like, I can't believe, you know, what's, you know, but we're trying not to ruin our vacation either, you know? Yeah. And so it was just one thing after the next. And so at the end of our stay, which was wonderful, Michelle, let me tell you, the stay couldn't have been better. And I've stayed at really nice hotels in Vegas. I mean, if there was the spa, the gym, the pool, everything was so beautiful. The food, we check out and she says, I don't get it. You know, next time I'm just going to stay at Treasure Island, you know, $59 a night. I had the best time there and it was much more luxurious.
Oh, wow.
And believe me, Treasure Island across the street is falling apart. I mean, you should see that hotel. And, so basically, you could pretend to be a 10. You could look like a 10. But if you're not feeling, you know, 8, 9 inside, then, you know, you're living a half life. You know, you're living a very shallow life. And sad.
It is sad.
It's sad. And I know people like this. Not a lot of people, but.
Yeah.
And when I first met them, I was like, wow, this is a great couple. I mean, let me tell you. Look at
you see how
the house
so deceiving and like how people can put on,
yeah,
you know, both ways. Like sometimes you were just telling a story recently about a couple that you met and you were kind of, you know, your first impression wasn't so great. So you gave it two or three more times, but it turned out it's, these are people that you, you know, you like it quite a bit now. It goes both ways. Like I always, I always give, relationships time. I know, so silly, but I just happened to be walking with this lady on the track field, you know, just recently. And this is not someone that I just recently met and started talking to. So my little guy, he's like, so mommy, are you going to be friends, you know? And I said, well, you know, I don't know. We're friendly, but I'm not sure. He's right. Like, what do you mean? You know, you've already walked like three or four times. You're not friends already? And I said, you know, it's friendship is more than just talking a few times. So, you know, right. He proceeds to say, well, all I do is say hello, you want to play, and we're friends. I said, yeah, it's a little different for kids. You know, when adults meet each other, a relationship has to develop. It's not like,
right.
I can't tell you if I really like someone the first few times I see them because I'm not really sure what I'm getting.
Right.
You know, because maybe they're choosing to tell stories that reflect, you know,
who they want to be, maybe they're just want to look like, yeah,
venting. Maybe they're, you know, maybe they're telling a story that, you know what I mean? It could go either way. Like maybe they caught me on a day that something happened and I'm like feeling like I need to vent a little and it's, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely wait. I learned that in life to wait and before I make any judgment either way, even if initially I really think I'm going to like someone, because sometimes in time it doesn't pan out the way you think, you know?
Right.
So
yeah, I found that
time to develop. You know, friendships and of course like relationships, you know, intimate relationships, you know? So it's just interesting. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I found that recently with the other way where I didn't think I would like these people. Not that I wouldn't like them, but they just weren't my, you know, they just were, yeah.
No. Well, their first impression was a little bit.
Yeah, first and second, by the way.
First and second. Yeah, but what I'm saying is
it was too showy. It was too much of a, I'm a 10 and I'm great and watch me and look at me and, you know, can't hold a conversation for more than 10 seconds because I'm so fabulous and I'm keep moving around the room and watch. You know, it was just not for me. And I could appreciate it. They wanted to be friendly. And I just did really, I just said, well, I can't go over there again. And then I gave it another shot. And we had a different type of setting. It wasn't a party setting. It was more dinner. And at a restaurant. And they really were normal. And they were a little bit more interested in what I had to say in my story. It wasn't all about the how great they were, which they are great, by the way. They live an amazing, great, crazy life. But they have that normal side that they were, the vulnerable side that they were willing to show us, which made me like them more.
And you know what, like normal, I talk about that word normal a lot. Like what is normal? Like we don't even know what normal is.
Well, no, normal means for me, real. Like I want the real, I don't want to see how fast your car goes and how great your boat is. And I don't want to take the tour of the house. You know, I can do all that, but that can't be all for me.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. You don't know when you first meet someone for the first few times, you don't know what you're getting because you also don't know where they're at. They could be very insecure that they feel they have to impress you so much because they need that acceptance and that, like, you know, approval that they behave in such a way that is actually, you know, makes you want to take a step back. And they don't even realize it. And I think that's maybe what happened, you know, the first few times with that couple. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that they're in the type of business that they're in. They're in a very superficial business, the entertainment business, where everything is quick, relationships, hi, I'm fabulous, let's have fun, I'll see you later. You know, like it's...
Yeah. You for this. Once you fulfill my needs, we move on.
Exactly. And I have to be great in 2 days, you know me, because we're going to do this event together and then, you know, we're done. So I just wasn't digging that type of relationship. And, you know, I could see them once in a while at a party, which would be great, but I didn't really, you know, and maybe if I was younger, it would be, you know, it'd be fun and great. But, you know, as you get older, you get wiser. And if I'm going to spend my time with somebody, if I'm, you know, we have such little time, like you keep saying, I want to spend it with quality people.
Right.
And they turned out to be quality people, which is, and now I'm excited for you to meet them.
Yeah, me too.
Because I would never have you meet them if I didn't think they were quality. And so,
right, because it's almost like you don't want to waste
your
time.
Exactly.
Like you don't need, right, you don't need to have me come out for the night and you be with you when we're just being with people who, I feel like that about a lot of things. Like there are certain things that I just won't go to because the people that are there are not people that I want to take my family time away from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like not that it's not even a people thing. It's just, I'm selective. That's all.
You're selective.
Yeah. I am.
You're selective with your time.
Yeah.
You're
with,
you know,
what I do.
And I know other people that jump on every invitation they get. Yeah. And, you know, if it's, you know, they run from one party to the next and one barbecue to the next because they're invited. And it's like, I have to make an appearance. No, you don't. You pick one party that you want to go to or one barbecue that you want to go to and you stay and you enjoy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now,
so
I have a couple of little stories for you.
Yeah.
You ready?
I have to get my ice water. Can you talk? And I have to get my
ice water.
Yeah, because
you're
left it.
You're very thirsty today.
I left it in the other room. You talk.
I'm going to talk. Well, I can't talk to you if you're not there. So you have to listen as you go on to get your ice water. So where we live here, it's Friends and Family Day at Macy's. So if you go to Macy's Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, you get this Friends and Family coupon, 25% off.
Okay, I'm back.
And you don't have to use your credit card. It's like one of those big sales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I went to my brother's on Sunday, and I left the kids there, and I picked up my mom. They live in the same town, and we went to Macy's Friends and Family. So I'm hopeful that maybe I can pick up a few things on like super sale, you know, because who likes to spend a lot of money on clothes and things like that? And I really don't shop often and I could use a few new things. Well, we go and I can't, there were no words to really describe what the people were like at this Macy's Friends and Family Day, because everyone was like, I'm just going to explain to you what it was like to go to the dressing room. So now I'm very calm. I don't have the kids with me, so I can think and, you know what I mean, walk around with my mom. And I have a few things in my hand, and I'm walking toward the dressing room. And when I tell you this lady, we were kind of like walking toward each other, both with a handful of clothes, and she got wind of where I was going, you know, to the dressing room. When I tell you, Steve, she almost knocked me down. Mm. This is an older woman, too. It's not like she, to get in front of me.
That's funny.
And initially, like, I was like, you're kidding. You're kidding, right? And so I'm standing there behind her now, and I'm thinking, all right, apparently this is very important to her to get into this dressing room before me. For whatever reason, she doesn't want to wait online. She doesn't want to blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking most people would have argued with her because she like hit into me a little bit. Do you know what I mean? To get in front of me.
Right.
And so I'm standing there and I'm thinking, I was just in the dressing room on the other side of the store and there was no one there. So I'm debating now, should I go back there? What if I go there and there's another lot, there's a line it's empty. So I'm hemming and hawing in my mind. My mother walks over and I'm like, I don't know if we should go back. So I said, I'm going to go back. So I leave and I go back over to the other dressing room and no one is there. So I go in, I change and I try everything or whatever and I'm done. And then I go to wait online. Okay, now there's only one shirt that I may buy that's like on super sale. So I wait online and they have this pre-sale. So if you purchased anything during the week, mm-hmm. you can come back on Sunday and get the sale price. So in other words, you could buy the pants, but you can't bring them home on Wednesday. You have to go back on Sunday to pick them
right.
up.
Right. You know, I just recently experienced that, by the way, at a store. Yeah. It's a brand new concept, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
but okay, so now
very new
I'm checking out. Okay, I'm checking out. And so now there are people that are either purchasing or there are people picking up.
Right. Very busy.
From the pre-sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this lady with her receipt in her hand, and my mother was just there picking up. My aunt had bought something during the week, so she was picking pants up for my aunt. And so I knew what the deal was. I knew that I was on the line and I could walk up to the cash register and buy. I would never cut anyone. So I just walk online and the lady goes, excuse me. How does this work here? Did she just go in front of me? And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth it to go to a store on a day where people are just like, there's this high negative energy level. So I turned around and I said, there are two people working here. One person takes the receipts and goes in the back and gets the items.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person checks out. The lady that is supposed to take your receipt is in the back right now. She'll come out and get your receipt and she'll get you your clothes. You don't have to wait online. I was just here. She's like, okay. So I get up, I'm online, I turn the shirt around. Now this is like a shirt that I'm going to get like for $16. I'm very happy. And there's a little hole in the back of the shirt, you know, like a tiny hole. But you know what happens when you buy a shirt and there's a hole in it? All of a sudden you wear it twice and the whole
right.
shirt is like torn to shreds.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what? I put the shirt down and I left. And I said to myself, that really wasn't such a nice experience, you know? And I think I'd rather go on a day where they're not having these super sales.
And just go on a regular day.
Just go on a regular day or you know what? Go out to the outlets. I don't know. It was just, I think you have to prepare yourself to shop on a day like that. I think I wasn't prepared. That's what I think it was.
Well, that's like shopping on Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve or the day after,
yeah.
you know, Black Friday. It's, you got to be ready.
Steve, everyone was in such a rush. They couldn't even wait. Like, even if someone cut in front, okay, I'm a little odd. I have a little extra patience. I have more patience than most, I think. But like, even if someone cut in front of you, either they honestly didn't know because I've done that before. I've made that mistake at CVS where I didn't, yeah, I don't know, whatever I did. But either they didn't know, they made a mistake, or they need to be in front of you for whatever reason. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, some people mentally need to be in front of you and get out. And not that it makes it right, but it was just not such a nice experience, I have to tell you.
Yeah, no, that's... You see the ugliness when people want sales, I'm telling you.
No, like, as if you have to knock me down to get in the dressing room. And then I have some breaking news.
Oh.
Yeah. You're going to be very happy. I think we should just fill everyone in on the conversation we had the other day. Mm. Because we had this little conversation, and you really got me thinking. You don't even know you got me thinking, but you did.
Yeah, I know. And, well, no, wait, by the way, the conversation was via text.
All right, well, it was via text. However...
I do my best work in the text.
However.
Go ahead.
You made me think. You really made me think. And I really put some thought into my my patterns. And I made some decisions. Would you like to know what they are?
Mm-hmm. I would.
You think you may know, but I don't think you do.
I bet you I do. I know you better than you think. But I'm going to let you say it.
Are you going to let me say it? I have decided that I am not dieting anymore.
Thank God.
Breaking news. This is breaking news. I'm not dieting.
The crankiness.
I'm not cleansing anymore. Ever again. I don't think I'm ever going to cleanse again.
Yeah. I'm
not dieting. I'm not doing it anymore. I am done.
Yeah,
please. This is this vicious cycle that's gone on for years.
Yes.
It's getting me nowhere.
Right.
I'm tired of thinking about it. I'm tired of spending money on things that I don't use, that don't work. Because
mm-hmm.
I think it's magic. But and it's just not.
Where do
it's
I come in, not. Though? What did I say?
Well, you said I think you're having a midlife crisis, but I can understand why you would say that. But I was thinking about like what my patterns are lately, and I keep trying these new things. And it's just, you know, it's just not working. They're not working. And it's ridiculous. So I stopped. I'm stopping.
Well, I agree. You shouldn't be dieting because you, first of all, you look great. And but you regularly go on these sort of diet fad things.
Oh, I'm always trying something new.
And, you know, you got the steps, the Fitbit, you're doing the 21-day
cleanse. Coffee bean, the Garcinian, whatever the heck that is. The,
right.
Then the Fresh Start, Beach Body cleanse. I mean, give me a break, really. If I was looking at myself watching this, I would think there was something wrong.
I mean, what are you going to do in runway? You got to be a certain weight?
It's ridiculous. You would think, and you think, God forbid I lost a pound. I don't even lose anything.
Right.
Weight Watchers.
Right, you did Weight Watchers.
I'm just throwing it out the window, trying to attain something that's just, so I think I'm sure you'll be happy to know that you don't have to listen to this anymore. It's over. It's done.
No,
I'm not going to talk about it.
I'm very happy. Yeah, back
happy?
About that. Yeah.
Good.
But, you know, getting back to your midlife crisis for a second. You know, you have a way of doing a positive midlife crisis. You know, you remember the text we were going back and forth?
I know the list
laughing.
Of different things within this last year, but
yeah.
They're all healthy, good changes.
No, they are.
So it may be a crisis, but it's a good one.
It's a good crisis. But you go from the... Now, how are the oils? You still love your oils? You love
them.
Because I haven't heard much about the oils.
Can I go down the list?
Go down the list of all the things
you're trying. If I forget anything, you let me know. All right. So I got involved with my oils, which I like very much, and I use them. Okay. Yoga. My hot yoga. Right.
Okay.
I got my hot yoga going on. I am into planting. I started all my seeds. They're in my friend's greenhouse.
The organic movement.
Plant the organic movement.
Oh, remember when you had the vegetables delivered to the house?
Yeah, I did. Now
it was like $8,000, but you got fresh vegetables.
Let me tell you something. That wasn't good enough. I'm spending nothing, and I'm growing my own.
That's good.
I'm growing my own vegetables, organic, by the way.
Okay,
they say that's the way to go. But anyway,
then you did the ceramics.
Then I did what? That was just a class, but
yeah, but you started making the homemade ceramics.
Yeah.
At least you made me.
Did I show you a picture of my bowl? My platter, I'm going to post it on Facebook. It's a beautiful platter. I'll show you. Okay. Then I started crocheting.
Right, the crocheting.
Yeah. I mean, you have a lot of hobbies going on.
Painting.
But this is all good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, maybe a little midlife something or other, but I'm not clubbing. That's what I told you.
No, you're not clubbing and you're not... Yeah, no. And you're not, you didn't buy a motorcycle. You're not,
yeah,
you know.
It's all for healthy, it's all healthy stuff.
Right. It is. And I like this midlife Michelle. You know, I really like her.
Yeah. So tell me, what is it about the midlife Michelle that you like?
Well, she's wild.
You know what it is? All right. I'm not, let's be honest. There's nothing wild going on here about me, but I think I am... I don't know. Exciting isn't the right word, but I am.
You're not boring.
Unpredictable. You never. Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen next with me.
I agree. And you know what's great is if I said let's go rock climbing or something, you probably would be like, okay, let's go, let's try. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I would.
So that's great about you.
I know, it's all good stuff. So excellent. Now, I was thinking about our premium subscription.
Yeah, let's explain
this whole
that.
Service we're providing. And I feel as though we need to just talk to it a little bit. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right. So why don't you help everyone really understand what's happening?
Okay. So Michelle and I recently moved the show Laugh or Go Crazy to be a subscription show. We're still going to do a free show every once in a while, but the majority of the new shows and access to our library of shows will come right from the premium subscribers. And currently we're offering sort of a Groupon type special, our own little Groupon, Michelle. It's $10 for the year. And we did offer a limited amount of memberships for $5 early on, but they sold out so quick, which was really nice to see. We only had a certain amount, but now we have a certain amount of $10 memberships. And that's good for a whole year of unlimited access to Laugh or Go Crazy. All the old shows, the intimate voice recorders that we used to use before we did the show, Michelle. And also we're going to record new shows just for the premium members. So they're going to get their Laugh or Go Crazy. They're going to get it more often. And they're going to have more variety to choose from. And we're actually going to dabble in video too, which will be cool.
Yeah, we really do read all of your emails and your messages, and we do try to, we listen and we try to, give you what you need, so or what you'd like. So over the past few months, we've had a few people talk about or ask for some sort of like video show where Steve and I will be together, and it will be like a more of like not live talk show but video where you can access that. So that would be really fun, and that would be for our premium subscribers. And we're going to do some fun like giveaways on May 1st. We're raffling off a Laugh Will Go Crazy mug, so we'll be sure to write the winner's first name and maybe last initial on Facebook and talk about it a bit on our podcast and just some fun things, some different things. We're starting on a little new adventure soon, and we'll fill you in on our next podcast, and tell you some other things we're looking into. But until that's set up, I don't think we should mention it. We keep everyone in a little bit of suspense, right, Steve?
We have been working, Michelle and I have been working really hard on this show. And, it's funny. When we started, Michelle, we had a very small audience. And it was very, we don't bring up money, about the show. But it was, it's getting expensive to keep the Laugh or Go Crazy show running with the amount of people that are listening and the amount of the type of website we need to hold all the shows. And so this was sort of a way where we could say, okay, let's give the listeners more and charge just a little bit so that it could offset our costs, but yet we're still going to give them the shows that they love and more often. So it kind of was a way for us to, you hate to say kill two birds with one stone, but that's what we're doing. We're basically
Yeah.
Helping
and, you
the
know,
show
we
run.
Thought long and hard about this because we always tried to, you know, it costs us money to run this each year, you know, a decent amount. So that's fine. So we've been doing it. But, and then we, you know, we could use some help. And in the past 2 years, we would ask for donations because we never really wanted to make anyone feel as though, you know, that was something they had to do. But as Steve and I were talking about it for a while and
we were saying, like,
thinking about what we wanted to do,
right.
we were saying, you know, like, it's like the cost. What if someone went for a therapy session? Like, you know, we always talk about our therapy sessions and how much is a copay? You know, how much? And we were like, you know what? A year's worth of Laugh or Go Crazy is less than a copay of one session in a therapist.
Right. Right.
You know, 1 week of coffee, 1 week of, you know, whatever. So once we like rationalized it in that way, we were okay with moving forward in this direction and working harder. So you're getting something, you know, you're getting more, being committed, but, you know, moving in this direction. And yeah. We still have some that are free. So we definitely don't want to, you know, close anyone off.
Right. And it's important for you, if you're interested, to come on over quick because it won't be at $10 for, you know, for too long. We'll try to keep it there as long as we can. But so we want to make sure that if you're somebody that's been meaning to do it, but just haven't had the time, maybe tonight when you're listening, go to our Facebook site or just go on over to Podbean, our website, and you can just click on the premium subscription link at the top of the website or on the side. And get your subscription. And what you're going to do, Michelle, it's pretty simple what they'll have. They'll get a welcome email with a username and password. And you can always change the password. And that will be a sign-in every time they want to either download or listen to one of our premium shows. So we're not going to be – there's not going to be as many shows on iTunes any longer. Okay, there's always going to be 5 or 6 on iTunes, but – 90% of all the shows now you're going to access through Podbean, our website. And you can still download them on your phone. You still can listen anytime, but you'll have a username password after you pay.
And you know what, Steve? Podbean has an app.
Yeah, and they do. They have a great app.
And that makes it very, very easy to access our podcast. If you download the app, and you use that a bit, you'll see how easy it will be, especially, you know, with having so many podcasts that you can listen to. So it's good. It's good stuff.
It makes really it easier. Is. And Michelle and I feel good about, we're comfortable. I mean, $10 a year is 83 cents a month. So if you enjoy us, you know,
right.
For 83 cents, you know, I think.
The $5, that promotion didn't last long. So what happened was we didn't expect to get such a great turnout that we kind of are not putting dates on anything anymore. So we really don't know how long it will last. So it's entirely up to you. But moving forward, we're not sure when that will change.
Right. So and if you do see a change, jump on that. Because
we're going up slowly.
We're going up slowly and we want to try to get everyone on board. Whatever the final price will be after this sales promotion offer will still be very inexpensive. So we're not going to try to make it so that everyone can say, hey, you know what? It's like a cup of coffee. We're good. You know? So anyway, that's the update on Laugh or Go Crazy. And we hope you can support us on the premium channel that we have because, you know, we do use the money to grow and for our book and to support the site. So we'd love to be doing this for many, many, many years to come. So that's it, Michelle. And I love you and I love our listeners.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I love all of you. It's been a really awesome journey. And I don't know. There are really no words to describe it. So thank you for allowing us to be with you. Because ultimately, that's what it is. I mean, you welcome us in and you listen, and we really love it.
This is a good time for a Neil Diamond song.
When it's good for you, babe. You're feeling all
right. Are you feeling good, Michelle?
When you just roll over.
That's you. You know, so many people go to bed with us, Michelle.
Yeah. And you don't bring me flowers. Robert, you think this song is depressing.
It is depressing. I like depressing music. All right, listen. We hope you're living your best life. And we hope you can come on over and see us on the premium channel. And we have a few announcements that are coming up that are very exciting that we're not telling you about. Special guests.
That's for next week. Next week we'll I don't know how we'll do it, but we're gonna do it. This is something that I think everyone who listens will be interested in. So
right.
This is good stuff.
And but tell we your need friends. A little time. Tell your friends about us if you think someone will enjoy the show.
Yeah. And you know what? Let me just take a moment to thank everyone who shares, because a lot of people, you know, tell us that they recommended our show to their clients, to their friends, they share our links on Facebook. And you know what? That's a really great gift that you give us, because you're just helping us get out there. And it means so much to us that you enjoy us enough to share us. So that's really a great gift.
Absolutely. So we thank you for that. And I think our time is done here.
I think our time is done.
And the next time we'll speak will be on our premium show. And hopefully we'll see everyone over on that channel.
That sounds great.
So have a great night. And we'll hear from you soon. Good night.
Good night.